Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Don Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We do still have a registration for dicamba. It's important for growers to pay attention if there is any changes or additional restrictions in their states. Some states have some date restrictions that are a little bit more than the federal label, but the federal label is still there. Everything still requires the dicamba training, and anyone that has not got their updated dicamba training needs to do that very soon. Some of the states will allow you to do some online training. Some of them are requiring in-person training. So it varies by state. It is very important that everybody goes through the training, listen to what are the restrictions, and make sure that your choices that you use for a product are legal, labeled uses. Growers can reach out to the State Department of Ag. They have programs in that. Many times their extension staff are the ones that are aware or participating in some of this dicamba training, so they could reach out to the extension staff that they have in their state as well. It's really important, though, that everybody realize that right now we do have a registration, and so I really want everybody to understand that right now you have a label, and working as a community, we'll keep this label.